This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The latest heat wave that's been making its way across the country will reach the southeast today, where it's expected to bring triple-digit temperatures to New Orleans, Memphis, Atlanta, and beyond. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports on what the extreme heat is doing to farmers.
The heat wave started in the southwest, where Jamie Viramontes grows chilies and onions on a farm in southern New Mexico. Thanks to the early heat, she says,
we have to water them longer periods of time so that the ground temperatures can stay fairly cool.
That extra watering will cut into her bottom line, but that's nothing compared to what farmers and ranchers in the Midwest are facing.
They saw a spike in temperatures, an increase in humidity, a loss of wind, and it almost happened overnight.
Scarlett Higgins with the Kansas Livestock Association says the region just wasn't prepared for temperatures to break 100 degrees in mid-June, and that heat killed at least 2,000 head of cattle in Kansas alone.
These were market-ready animals, and on average were worth about $2,000 per head. So economically, to these producers, it was a significant loss.
Climate scientists say extreme heat events are only going to get more frequent and intense. So agriculture needs to look for ways to adapt, says Madhu Khanna, an agricultural economist at the University of Illinois. She says temperature swings, like the ones much of the country is experiencing now, could be just as harmful to crops and livestock as the heat itself.
As a result, we need crops that are more adapted to varying changes in climate, not just to be made more heat resistant or drought tolerant.
Another way the industry might adapt is by adjusting growing seasons, says Wolfham Schlenker, a professor of environmental economics at Columbia.
You grow earlier to avoid the extreme heat in the summer.
He says we could also see crops that are typically grown in the south move north.
I think places like Minnesota and Canada might actually benefit slightly, but places in the southern U.S. will really have a hard time adapting.
Because they have warmer climates to begin with. He says regional economies built around certain crops and livestock could suffer the most. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.